Day three of the Virginia Film Festival. I am here with Mark Reams, the president of the Virginia Production Alliance. Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about the VPA and then the event that you've got set up this afternoon?
Well, the long and short of the VPA is the Virginia Production Alliance, and about 4, 5, 6 years ago, we went through a name change from VPSA, Virginia Production Services Association, to the VPA. And we have been working since then as the VPA to further the interests of everybody involved in film in the state. And as you can look around you in this wonderful festival, the fruits of our labors are really blossoming everywhere.
Well, tell me about the VPA. You work closely with the Virginia Film Office. And
we do, yes. We work very, very closely with Rita McClenney, who's at the top of the film office, and then Mary Nelson is our liaison. So she's walking around, and of course MK, I just saw Mary Catherine, she's in the lounge over there. And those folks couldn't support us any better. Our job is to support them as much as we can, as you know, in everyday, let's bring this film to Virginia kind of way.
So let me break it down as I understand it. Maybe you can correct me. The Virginia Film Office is out of the governor's office, and their job is to encourage production companies to come to Virginia and make their films here. And then your job, the Virginia, the VPA, your job is to provide filmmakers, crew people.
Right. Well, the film office folks are on the inside of the government. We're sort of on the outside of the government, if you think of it that way. So we have a lot more leeway and things we can do to try to twist arms and talk people into the film world of Virginia. So the thing is, they work so hard. I mean, if you ask around, and I'm not just saying Virginia, but if you go to Philadelphia, if you go to San Francisco or Dallas, and you ask those folks that head up their film offices, just rank the top five, you'll normally hear Virginia in that top five. And let me tell you, that is coming at this without any money in the trough, okay? I mean, we have struggled for years without huge incentives like you see in North Carolina and New Orleans and many, many other states and countries.
Right.
Runaway kills us in Vancouver and England and anywhere else in the world. But the thing is, this film office really, really goes the extra mile, and they showcase us, the working film professionals in the state, everybody from drivers that are union to independent freelance makeup artists, explosive experts, you name it.
Yep.
They know who we are, and they push us, and we know when a film is coming, and we communicate really well. Financially, the Virginia Film Office is never going to win any kind of bidding war, any kind of incentive tug of war with another state. It's just not going to happen. It's getting better, as you may know from the last year. The governor and the legislature really went, you know, made great light year strides in achieving some real tangible tax-based incentives that are just now beginning to be unveiled. And I see it's 1 o'clock, and Rita was giving a speech and talk about this, how they're going to be handled and administered. Since the vote in the legislature springtime last year till now, the lawyers have been formulating how the incentives will work. You come and you say, I'm going to do a $20 million picture. Where are my incentives? And, you know, that meat and potatoes of how you're going to get your check and how you're going to get your incentives is really just now being unveiled. So that's the exciting thing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you quite the ABCs of it right now, but it's going to be exciting. I mean, we have them. It's kind of like football team getting its uniforms finally.
So you've been the director for the past year, you said?
This will be my second year coming up in March.
Yeah. Okay. And what's your background? Are you as a film professional?
I come at this from the I'm an executive producer at BES in Richmond, and we are a pretty good-sized, for Virginia, production company, about 13, 14 of us. We mostly do commercials, but we do some documentary work and some film work here and there as demand comes to us. But we don't go out seeking scripts or projects per se. Terry Stroud, who's at In Your Ear, who's been the president for many years, and myself are good friends. And Terry and I like to say that we're, you know, in the business of film, for film, for the state of Virginia, and, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, and, you know, somebody's got to be out there working hard to help these folks. If you look around, there's a lot of working film industry people here. And unfortunately, both for reasons that are economy-based and then reasons that we can't win as far as having enough incentives to lure films, but they're working in Georgia. And I don't want to dwell on sad things, but it's good that they work, and it's just sad that they have to go to Georgia or Florida or Maryland or Baltimore and work on a lot of picture shows.
Especially when Virginia's got so
much. When Virginia has so much to offer.
We've got valleys, we've got hills, we've got historic locations, we've got the ocean.
I was at the premiere at the Historical Society a few years back for John Adams, and I remember Tom Hanks said that, and you know, I love Tom Hanks. We lost power in the premiere at the Bird Theater, and he pulled a flashlight out and he put it under his face and he lit up his face and he just started entertaining the crowd. And I can go on about that, but Tom Hanks said that he absolutely loved the crew base in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And he says, "I'm not here to just, okay, this is my official quote, and I say I love the crew, and I go to, you know, Maryland and I say the same thing." And He just had such a good time, and we hear that a lot from.
So tell us about the VPA's relationship with the Virginia Film Festival and the event you've got going on this afternoon.
Here's the cool part. About a year ago, as you may know, Erica Arvold and Ann Chapman, who's also a past president of the VPA, they're really good friends. The dialogue began, and why don't we start a chapter here? We've got such a strong creative film in community here. Let's go. Let's do this. And boom, here comes this gigantic, thriving, bustling, hustling VPA chapter here. Yep. And they call themselves the CVPA, and that's wonderful. And they've got their own website. And it's been just, they've been burning the barn doors off since then. And as far as the festival goes, I was treasurer before I was president. And I think I remember writing checks of some modest financial help to the festival through the VPA for many years. So that's always been a relationship. And, of course, a lot of us would always come over to the festival. But we had never until this day, this moment, really reached out and connected and bonded, you know, with the festival in any way. And, boy, the minute that Jody came in and headed up the festival and came over to Richmond and we talked and communicated and Erica was around, and next thing you know, what if we had a nice event here to celebrate during the festival and make it really special? And very quickly, we normally have a barbecue, the VPA does, statewide event, everybody's invited, generally in the late summer, and we decided not to do that this year, to forego that kind of budget and sink it into this event that you're about to see. And boy, howdy, if you haven't seen everything we're about to do.
We've been sitting here watching them literally building sets.
Oh, yeah.
Across the road there.
Have you talked to Leslie McDonald yet?
I will.
Yeah. You've got Leslie building those sets. The Noah's Ark is in there. You've got all the recreated scenes that are about to unfold from Dirty Dancing to John Adams again. And it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. It really is.
So, if you're a film professional in the area, how do you join the CVPA?
Very simply, if you get to your computer, you log on to filmva.com, filmva.com. Mm-hmm. You can join right then and there under Join Up, and you can pay through PayPal or credit card. We're also taking new memberships at a table right over here.
Very good. So people can drop in. Now you have to be a VPA member to get in.
You do. This is an event that goes back in planning for quite a while. And Erica and the board, and we decided this is for us as a membership to celebrate. And the cataclysmic rise of the organization over here in this part of the state. And then, of course, it's our big statewide event, too. And I know from reservations or RSVPs, we've got a lot of Northern Virginia folks coming, some from Southwest Virginia. It's just a cool, lovely list. Tim Reed and Daphne, I think, are coming.
Yeah, our local celebrity filmmakers, among others.
Yeah. But you've got plenty here.
So we do. We have
plenty. You don't need to really import them, do you?
All All right, Mark. Well, it sounds like an exciting event, and this is it's a great organization. I'm very glad to see this alliance, this new alliance between the Virginia Film Festival and the Virginia Production Alliance, and I look forward to ongoing events in the future.
Well, we're glad you all are here.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by.
Both Seans.
That's right. Take care, Mark. Bye.